I don't really celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Festivus.
Feminist?
Festivus.
Festivus.
What is Festivus?
It's nothing. It's a stupid holiday my father invented. It doesn't exist.
Happy Festivus, Georgie.
I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Well, just tell me everything, huh?
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born.
Festivus was born. Festivus for the rest of us. And one of the great parts of Festivus, of course, there are the feats of strength, but there is the airing of grievances. It is time now for you. You all have to be very nice to one another, to humankind, to everybody, to Ivanka Trump when she's on a plane. You need to be nice for the next few days at the very least. So now, this is your final opportunity before you have to kick into nice mode to air your grievances. Anonymously, let's let it out. What are you upset about? What do you need to get off your chest? 312-981-7200. You can do that. The first one came in via personal text from a woman named Nancy, who may or may not be my mother. I knew this was going to upset my mom. Earlier in the show, I was talking to Heidi Stevens, and we joked about how things were different when we were kids, like when I had to run out and buy a carton of cigarettes for my mom. I knew as it came out of my mouth, I was going to hear about it. My mom writes, "My pet peeve is a child who mixes up events from when he was very young. Your sister Angie was in sixth grade and was sent in for the cigarettes. You were five and just in the car. They wouldn't sell them to Angie, and it was only one pack. Wasn't a whole carton." Thank you, Mom. Her grievance is aired. 312-981-7200. You can air your grievances coming up shortly. You can get a chance to win some Blackhawk tickets as well. We've got a pair of tickets to see the Hawks against the Senators. No, we don't. When are we giving these away for? There's three different ones here. Holy cow. Bottom one. Pair of tickets to see the Hawks against the Jets Tuesday, December 27th. You'll also be entered to win four season tickets for next year. Four season tickets for next year, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right seasons. No, for all the right reasons, Four Seasons. You can find them online at FourSeasonsHeatingCooling.com or on Facebook. A pair of tickets to next Tuesday, December 27th's game coming up shortly after we start airing some grievances here on 720 WGN. Judy.
Why do I have to do traffic in the news?
That's your only grievance? Is it really? Is that what you've been waiting all day to say?
Yes.
Violetta?
I didn't realize.
It was kind of funny.
I didn't realize we get to do this.
Oh, of course.
Well, I don't like when someone gets in my car and changes the heat, like, without asking.
So, like, you'll pick somebody up, they're a passenger, and they just reach over? Really? You have friends that do that?
Yeah. It's, like, only if you get invited. Like, you know, if the person's like, "Hey, do you want the heat on or off?" I'm like, and then I look down, I turned it off, they turned it back on. I'm like, when did that happen? Don't touch. No touchy.
Wow. I think that's breaking a big rule of etiquette. If you're a passenger, you ask. Yeah. I'm a little cold. I'm a little warm. Can we change this?
Yeah, that's a pet peeve of mine.
Sammy?
I don't like sore losers. People that complain about sports events, elections, things like that, you know, when their team or candidate loses and they just cry about it. I'm tired of that. So that's my my beef for this episode of the show.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Wait, do we
That's
get
fair.
To keep going, or is it just once?
Oh, no. If you have more, you can get back in line. I think Judy, you threaten to like have an hour's worth, and now all you're
yeah,
saying
I've
is
got more.
You're really
Here, here's
back.
One more real quick. This is going to sound really weird, but I hate when people constantly say my name. Judy. You know, I'm the only one in the room, and I'm like, yeah.
No, is that anybody other than your kids?
It's everyone.
So you ignore a lot of people is what you're saying.
I just, well, you
Because
no,
if you
I
answered,
the,
if I said yeah. Judy and you answered, I wouldn't keep saying Judy.
Right. I give them the little Judy look, and then usually they're like,
and then
oh,
they,
sorry.
They slink away.
But it's just weird. I don't know if it's just that name, Judy, that people do it, but
I feel
everyone.
Bad for you if your name grates on you.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a bummer.
It's a bummer.
All right, I'm done.
I wish I hadn't been named Judy because it's really annoying when people keep calling my name.
I've never liked the name anyway, so.
773 says, "My grievance is all the bad Uber drivers who can't use flashers to let people know why they're driving so slow." Okay, fair enough. 312-981-7200. I'll tell you what. We're going to do traffic. Let's give away these Hawks tickets. We'll go with the 19th caller for Jonathan Taves, for the captain. Chris in Wakanda was caller number 19. He won the Blackhawks tickets. The Blackhawks tickets are gone. Thank you very much, Four Seasons Heating and Cooling, for all the right reasons. Four Seasons, FourSeasonsHeatingCooling.com. Find them on Facebook as well.
All right. I have another one.
Hold on. Stop.
It's only going to work right now.
Go.
When the host misses his cue.
How did I miss my cue?
There was a pregnant pause there.
I was getting the name of the winner.
You weren't ready.
Oh, my God, Judy.
We were enjoying the music.
Yeah, Judy. Thank you, Violetta. 312-981-7200-6200 is grievances. I hate it when I text a radio station and the host ignores my well-written topical texts. Thank you, Jerry.
You should have ignored that.
I know. But then he wouldn't have known and whatever. 815, my grievance, when I'm shopping during the holidays and people block the aisle to get a closer spot and end up waiting longer than it would take to just walk to the door. That is a pet peeve of mine as well. When you're in the big, huge Target parking lot and we're going to throw on the blinkers and wait for the person to walk to the car because they're in spot 10 when spot 26 is available. Let's just walk a little, people. Let's get out and move a little.
It's the slush.
It's okay.
The slush sometimes, though.
Yeah, there's
slush.
I want to be close.
Come on, guys. There's slush in spot 10, too. You're getting the slush either way. Walk!
How about the person who takes the spot you've been waiting for?
Well, you should never allow. I can't believe that you actually allow that to happen.
Well, I don't. I usually smash their car and I drive away.
Have you ever? Let's be completely honest.
There's nothing I can get the spot that bad.
Let's be completely honest here for one moment, okay? Complete honesty. Have you ever walked by a car that double parked, that did something ridiculous, and done something to that car?
Never.
No, never.
Oh, Violetta has. I know it.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't. I would be too afraid.
I absolutely have.
What did you do?
Threw my gum at the car.
Oh,
let it stick on it.
All right.
Or like left a drink on the bumper. Something to let them know there are people that walk by and think you're the biggest jerk in the world. It drives me nuts. You see a car parked sideways in two spots. I don't do it with handicap spots because you never really know if somebody is. There's a lot of angst about that person's not handicapped. You don't really know what issues people have. But when somebody parks their car sideways over two spots or parks right over the yellow line, that drives me insane.
Okay, I have squeezed into the spot next to him.
I've done that
purpose,
as well.
Yeah.
Just purposely pulled up as tight to the driver's door as you can and just made their life miserable.
I will forfeit my car.
Yeah.
Just
my car's a piece of crap, so go ahead, knock it about. You're the one that's going to suffer, sucker.
Oh. Woo, this feels good, doesn't it?
312-981-7200. If you have something you need to get off the chest, or your chest, or the chest, Judy, come on, give me another one. I know there's more in there. There's a lot of rage built up in Judy
Pyle. I was on a roll a little
bit
there, but no. Let's see. I'm looking around the newsroom thinking if I could say something about
Bertrand,
someone.
Who else works here? Go ahead. Just start throwing them
all under the bus. I do hate when Rob Martier drinks all the wine, and I've only got a little bit.
I'm sure that doesn't happen in the newsroom ever.
It's happening right now.
Why is he drinking wine? Doesn't he have to go in the air in a little bit?
You know what he's doing? He's going between the red and the white. I'm like, choose one. It's
he brought it
rosé.
In.
Yeah, he brought it in to share. So I guess what my beef is, I don't like people who don't share nice.
And it's interesting, Matt, because the red and white wine bottles are right next to Carnarvon's fish tank.
I have not had a sip out of that yet.
So I'm wondering like how long it takes before, you know, the fish goes along the wrong pipe.
Well, yeah. You know what else is funny? That's not a fish tank. That's a vase because we broke the fish bowl and we put the fish in a vase.
And you could easily mistake it for one of Rob Martier's glasses.
That poor fish. What are you guys doing to that poor fish? Get him a bowl.
I just broke it when I was cleaning his bowl and, well.
How did you drop it? Like on your foot?
I almost cut my fingers too. But no, because I washed it in the sink. And then the sink's kind of short.
All right, you two do this off the air. Back to the airing of grievances. Justin's called in, 312-981-7200. Hey, Justin, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fair. How about yourself?
We're doing well. We feel better after we air the grievances. What is grieving you?
Well, I drive a truck for a living, and my grievance happens to be the drivers that view that space cushion that most truckers would put in front of them as their open window to cut in front and do whatever they have. When I'm trying to use that in case something bad happens to give me enough time to stop instead of crushing whoever's in the car in front
right.
of me.
Right, yes. This time of year, you always need to leave a little extra gap. Takes a little longer to stop. You should be doing that and being safe, but then somebody thinks, oh, you're going too slow. Right into them. Good, Justin. Thank you very much. Drive safely, sir. I appreciate you calling in. Tim is on 720 WGN. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not too much. What's your grievance?
Well, I heard you talking about people who like to park across multiple spaces, and I saw this on the internet, and of course, like any person who sees anything on the internet, I had to steal it.
Okay.
So what you do is you go to the dollar store or any place, really, get yourself some sidewalk chalk and keep a...
Oh, man, I was looking forward to that.
I don't know what just happened there. Hold on. Tim, hold on. We lost you at sidewalk chalk. Go ahead again, sir.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah, so the best thing to do is you keep that chalk in your car, and then once you see that person, you go ahead, you find your spot, and you grab that chalk, you stick it in your pocket, and then you just draw those lines on either side of that car, and then right on the rear bumper underneath, you just write nice and big as much as you want, jerk parking.
So you go ahead and draw the spaces in on the side of the car so it looks like they were painted there, and then on the ground you write jerk parking so it's like a special space for them?
That's priceless.
I love it because you're not actually doing anything to the person's car. My way's a little worse. But his way, you're just drawing on the ground and you're just pointing out what a jerk this person is.
Yep, and you get to carry around a little smirk with you for the rest of the day.
Do you take a little picture and then put it up on social media as well?
No, just because it is a stolen idea, I don't want to be that guy. Wow. But, yeah, it's definitely personal. You hang on to that for the rest of the day, and, yeah, it'll give you a little chuckle, I guarantee.
Put a little spring in your step. I appreciate it, Tim. You have a great holiday. Thank you so much. Chris, you're on 720 WGN. What aggrieves you, sir?
Pardon me?
Chris, turn your phone down, or turn your radio down, sir. Yes, we're looking for your grievance.
Yeah, if you work at Burger King or McDonald's, give me my change. Could you put the change in my hand, then the dollars on top of it, instead of balance of the change on the dollars in hand?
You'd like them to put the change in your hand so you can get a grip on the dollar bill, not just the balancing act that comes with these dollars laid on your hand and then change that's going to roll off into the the black hole of your car.
I don't know if they teach them this or what, but everybody does it, and it's so annoying.
I think that's fair. I think that's a good grievance. I appreciate you calling in, Chris. 312-981-7200. 630 writes, I work in retail. Folks, y'all waited until the last minute. Stop getting frustrated that the lines are too long. We're doing the best and fastest we can do. That's true. It is our fault. We kind of knew the holiday was coming.
That came right from someone on Michigan Avenue here, right now.
That could be, but actually she says she's from Roselle. I think that's going on all across America right now. Ringo, you're on 720 WGN. What's going on, Ringo?
Hi, guys. I was listening to the show, and I have a perfect solution for those people that take up too much space in the parking spot.
Okay.
What I do is I take a zip tie, extra long zip tie, and I take my shopping cart, and I zip tie it to the handle of their car.
Oh, my God.
And then I usually go and hide and wait for them to come out. It's time.
Yeah, that's going to get somebody incredibly angry. That's brilliant because a zip tie is not easy to get undone unless you have a knife or something with you. So now they're stuck with this. Oh, my gosh. Have you literally done this before, Ringo, or is this just a fantasy?
Absolutely not. I wish my kids were in the car because I did it this afternoon at Fox Valley Mall.
And they saw it? They saw you do it? You did this in front of your kids?
Oh, yeah, they look for cars now so I can do it to a car.
There's one, get them.
The family that berates people who park wrong stays together, I guess. 312-981-7200. Ringo, thank you so much. Somebody just texted in. I saw this on social media earlier or a couple of days ago. There was at a mall, somebody double parked over a line and they took all the shopping carts and just put them around the car, like just box the car in with shopping carts, which you can get out of. It's not a big deal, but you got to move all these shopping carts. It'd be very annoying when you got out. That was the airing of grievances. I wonder if Mr. Skilling has one. We'll find out after the news, which is next.